The City of Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Commission reminds us to shop locally. From our wide selection of national retail chains to our unique downtown shops, Jackson is a great place to spend the day, catch an exhibit, or grab some lunch or dinner from one of our national restaurant chains or local eateries. Spend the night in one of our national chain hotels. No matter what your plans, the City of Jackson and Jackson County in the rolling hills of Southern Ohio is a great way to spend the day. Just a friendly reminder from the City of Jackson Visitors and Conventions Commission.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where we are here this morning. And Dylan and I are going to party, aren't we?
We're going to party hard today.
Are we?
Yes.
Did you bring the tequila?
No, no tequila.
Oh.
I'm still 18, Jen.
Uh-uh, you're 19.
Oh, I am 19 now.
He's 19 now.
Well, it's hard to remember that because I got like deadly sick on my birthday.
Yeah,
and
you
I just
did.
Passed out the whole day.
Yeah, he forgot that he had a birthday because he slept through it.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 8 and then woke up. Well, it wasn't 8, it was like 7. But like before that, I was in and out, you know, where it's like you're just fading in and out all day.
Yeah.
It was rough, man.
Yeah. It was, he had a rough birthday.
Yeah. The worst timing to get sick.
I mean, at least it wasn't like your 21st birthday or something.
That would have been terrible.
19 and 20 suck. There's nothing like good about
that. I mean,
really,
what was I going to do? The same thing I've done for like my rest of my life. You know, it's like achievements as you get older. Like you unlock something new.
Yeah.
At 19, it's just the same thing, but like you have more facial hair.
Right,
like who like wants that?
Your sister. Yeah, I agree. It's like 19 and 20 just suck. 21's great, and then it's all downhill after that. Just to let you know,
like 18's exciting because at least you can like buy lottery tickets and vote. Which I mean, I guess isn't the most exciting thing, but it's something.
Buy lottery tickets. That's certainly what crossed my mind.
Yeah. I mean, at least you can do that. You got something out of it. But at 19, it's just the same thing continued.
Wait.
Like part two.
Do you have to be 21 to even buy like cigarettes and stuff now?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
So you can't even smoke yet.
Nope. You can't
Dang
do nothing.
It, Dylan.
Nothing extra is added. It's just the same thing.
19 sucks.
Yeah, it does. So I guess that's the best one I probably could have got sick on.
Yeah.
That or maybe like 32 or something, but I'm not there yet. That's still a while away.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel ya.
Yeah, 19's a loser birthday.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Like when people turn 19, there should be something special that happens just because it's so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some sort of like I don't what,
like
what
you
could
should you, get gifted $1,000 or something.
Yeah, like the government just sends you like $1,000 check in the mail, and you're like, "Woo, I'm 19!"
Yeah, like I turned 19; it's the best birthday ever.
Yeah.
That's the only good thing that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I agree.
At least when you hit 20, you get that 2 in there. You know, like it's 20. Like,
you've made it another decade.
Yeah, like at least there's something to achieve out of 20, and like you lose the birthday parties too once you hit past 18. So really, 20 is something to at least look forward to, and 21's the big one.
Yeah.
So 19 really is just kind of stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just have to hit 19 before you hit the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing extra to it.
I'm vying for the $1,000 check from the government.
Plus, like, with
19... I mean, they waste enough money. Like, what does it matter?
Yeah. With 19, nothing extra comes, but you're a step away from being considered, like, a child. But it's not in the good way. Like, it doesn't come with more, like... Yeah, you're an adult, you know, it's more like, yeah, you can't ride those rides anymore or something, you know?
Yeah, you get stuff taken away because it's not,
You don't gain anything, you just lose more.
You now have to adult and
except
not be a
that
kid.
Extra bit of facial hair, you know? And it's probably not even the good one, it's just like the unibrow, you know?
Ooh, do you have that?
What?
Like the unibrow?
No.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say, we should wax you. here on the
that,
show.
That would be terrible.
Oh, that would be great.
I mean, I guess at least we could like get like someone in and make it like professional, you know, like you could get me in one of them like chairs and bring
in
like
a hairstylist. I have.
Yeah, like lean it back real far, you know, and like.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
That'd Dang, be why can't you grow a unibrow so we can do that?
I mean, I don't really want to, so okay. I don't know. Maybe we can get someone else in here.
Okay.
Let's ask Chris to do it.
Chris Henry?
Yeah.
Are you
crazy? I don't know if he has a unibrow, but he'd be a fun one for that.
If he walks by, we're going to get him in here and ask him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably walk by at some point.
What up, lad? Anywho, well, welcome to the show. We're so happy that you're here. We now know that Dylan is 19 and does not have a unibrow.
I don't have a unibrow. I hope I never get one.
Dude, that would be so funny.
I mean, they make it kind of cool in cartoons. Have you ever seen a SpongeBob with like a school young guy?
No.
You haven't seen that?
Honey, I don't watch SpongeBob.
I mean, I figured everyone's seen SpongeBob at one point or another.
I mean,
another.
I know what SpongeBob is.
Well, then you know who Squidward is, right? You know the blue squid?
I know that there's like other characters, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, one of them has a unibrow and it's like his whole thing.
Okay. Maybe we could bring him in.
I'm shocked you don't know about that. Like, I know. I mean, I guess I can understand not knowing like that particular character, but like you don't even know who Squidward is, man. You shocked me.
I know.
Well, you're about to shock me more with some of these games we got in here today.
I know. So Dylan actually sent me a message and was like, all right, smarty butt, you didn't like to play the games that I like to play, so what games did you like to play growing up? So I sent him a few. So did you find them?
Well, okay. So I don't know if I found the exact games because there's just so many of these, but I did find something. So right there, you guys can see it. This is an entire like catalog of a bunch of games that I didn't even know existed. Like there's a tennis.
You know why? Like, because they're old.
Like ice hockey? Like, I mean, I guess it makes sense to have an ice hockey game, but that doesn't look like ice hockey. That's like a pixelated version of ice hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be. Because these are even newer than the stuff that I played because these are Nintendo games.
Yeah, Nintendo's the only thing I really got access to. But I do know that they have Donkey Kong on here.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So we got lots of different things in here, and really, I don't recognize about half of these.
Where's Mario?
Here's the Super Mario Bro, where he like turns into like a raccoon.
Is that the original one?
No, but the original one's in here somewhere. I think it goes back even earlier. That was Mario 2. Oh. So there's the like OG Mario, I think.
It is.
Let's go ahead and give that one a try.
OMG. Look how old it looks now. I mean, you got to understand, that was like the thing. I mean, everybody had to have
that.
Well,
did you ever get the princess?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't have a Nintendo.
You've played Mario before, right, though?
I've played it, yeah.
Well, go ahead and give it a try, and let's see how your skills are.
How do I work this? There's control with 42,000 buttons.
Okay, so go ahead and hit the plus sign. That one right there.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's
yeah, that's not you. Press this button, A.
A?
Okay, now I'm confused. Oh, there we go.
Wait, now how do starting. I make him jump and stuff?
I think it's just A.
So I use this to control him?
The other one.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And then A to jump. Oh, you killed a mushroom.
I killed it. Look at me go. Oh, and I got big.
You're tall now. Man, imagine if you could do that
in
real life.
How do I go down? You go down in these things? No.
You just squatted on it.
You do. You go down in them.
Oh no, it killed me. You're getting hit by a mushroom. Dangerous mushrooms.
Some of them.
Imagine if mushrooms did that to you in real life. Like you just walked into a mushroom and just
got
shorter.
Oh God, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And you wouldn't be eating mushrooms anymore. They fight back.
This is so fun. This is like so old school.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how they can add that stuff into like modern games, well, like consoles and such.
You got to, I know this guy, you got to like send him on his way.
Yeah, you just kick that turtle shell. Oh, you got a star.
What does that do?
Get the star. Get
I'm
it.
Trying.
Don't let it get away.
I'm trying.
There you go.
But it's like, I remember now, you had to learn. Oh.
Everything. No, you're destroying it.
No. You had to learn like where stuff is.
Honestly, Jed, I thought you'd be teaching me about old school Mario, but it feels like I'm just teaching you.
Oh no. Okay. I got it. I got this. I got it. Hey, it's only been like 30 years since I've played this. This is hilarious. Oops. Why is it so...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What did I do?
I think you just got to run at it. Oh, you did it.
Did I pass the first level?
You did.
Look at me go. So, yeah, this is just exactly what I remember. This is so fun. So have you ever played this game?
I've played, like, the newer Mario. I've never played this older Mario.
Oops.
So, like, the newer Mario I'm used to, it's basically the same deal. But it's a little more, like, I guess 3D, you could say. Not really used to this style. I guess this one's really just more blocky than anything else. Like, pixelated. I think it's basically the same thing, though.
Oh, no. I died.
Oh.
Now what do I do, Dylan? I died. It's so sad.
I think you got a few extra lives in you.
You think?
Man, those suck. They're just coins. Oh. Tall. Big Mario.
Look at me go. Oh, no. Why do I keep doing that? Oh, no. I hate these things.
Man, those are some weird looking turtles.
I think they're ducks. No, they are turtles. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think they're ducks. Oh.
Yeah, you can stop him.
Jump on a turtle.
So I can jump on this guy, right?
Yeah, or you'll die from him.
Oh! I suck.
All right, I think
so
I'm going to give
this.
It a go this time.
All right, you go. You go.
All right, let's see. It's been a minute for me.
I bet you...
Oh. Okay.
Dylan!
No, I sucked.
You killed me.
Yeah, I was bad at that.
All right, you try it.
All right.
Start again. So if you start again, does it start like in the level that you're at, or do you have to start all the way over again?
I think you start all the way over, way back from the beginning. So now how I do.
Okay.
Honestly, I never was much good at Mario. I know I'm like a video game guy and all, and I like computers, but I suck at Mario. Mushroom. Oh, no. No, come back. I'm sorry. I'm not exaggerating this either. I'm actually just this bad.
This is like, I mean, literally, I've not seen this game in like 20 years.
I mean, I guess I can move kind of fast, but
I'm not joking.
Oh. Yeah, big Mario.
So what do you have? What's the advantage of having him be big?
I think it's because you can get hit like more than once and like still live. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wait, how are you doing that?
It's the power up.
But
now I can just shoot fire out of my fist.
What are you pushing? What button are you pushing?
B.
See, you didn't tell me about B.
Whoop. Man, this is awesome. Makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, tell me about it. Why did I not know about that?
Oh, did I make it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah! Oh.
That was so uneventful.
Ah! Okay. So we've established we're both okay at Mario.
We're okay at Mario.
Yeah, we can both at least make it to the second level. But this is a game I'm kind of familiar with. But there's some games you've played that, like, I genuinely haven't heard of.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and take a look at those. takes me a second to load this stuff
up. This is like some serious old school fun.
Yeah, and then there's all kinds of stuff in here that, like, one of them I have kind of heard of is Dr. Mario. Uh-huh. I played that one a little bit. But some of these, like, truly are, like, completely... Oh, whoops. Sorry, guys. I'm controlling all of it from here.
So what are we playing this on?
So this is just the Nintendo Switch, which is, like, the most recent of the, like, Nintendo consoles.
Okay.
And they make it where you can basically download a game that is all of the old games.
Okay.
So what we're playing...
back then, they were, like... The technology was so crappy that it was just like one game wasn't a big thing and you stuck it in the machine. And
at this point, it's not even like a thing you have to put in the machine. You can just download it online.
Now, is this free? Free to download? Or?
No, it's a membership. Basically, like it allows you to play online with other players. And when you do that, you're also able to download the stuff with it.
Okay.
So it's like an add-on to something else I bought.
Okay. So, all right. So what are you, where are you going next with this situation?
I'm going to let you pick because, again, I've never seen these.
I haven't seen any of them either, really, other than, okay. Well, how do I do it?
You can use this one. Yeah. Or the
D-pad.
Why
do I keep going with the?
So, yeah, a lot of these, like Donkey Kong, I've kind of heard of it.
Let's play Donkey Kong.
Okay. The Donkey Kong I'm used to is, like, way different.
Wait, is that the original Donkey Kong?
Yeah, it says arcade classic.
Okay.
It does look pretty classic.
I'm so going to kick your butt on this one.
Probably.
All right. So this is the deal. Oh, wait.
Oh, did you die already?
No, I was trying to. I wasn't controlling it.
Oh. Looks like you died, Jen.
Yeah, I did. I killed myself.
And that little step sound effect. Doot, 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 doot.
So you got to jump over the barrels.
And climb up ladders, it looks like.
Why is it not going?
Oh, watch out for the barrel. Oh, you jumped it.
I know, because I'm good like that. It's a little touchy. But see, the problem is the barrels can come down the... I can't... It won't go!
Oh.
This thing's way touchy. The problem is the barrels can come down the ladder.
Try using
too.
The D-pad instead.
The what?
The little pad thing there.
Oh, okay.
That might feel a little more classic.
Oh my God, why is it making fart noises?
He's like going up the ladder.
He won't go.
Oh, he died again, Jen.
This is frustrating. Okay.
I think
I got
you might
this.
Be on your last life now.
I am. Well, this won't last long.
I thought you were going to kick my butt.
I am going to. I bet you can't do it either, smarty butt.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh, no. I didn't even make it up two flights of ladders. All right, you try it, smarty pants.
Well, I might have not played this one before, but I think I can get it.
You have to jump over the barrels and... That little hammer thingy smashes them, and then you have to save the little princess lady.
All right. Seems easy enough.
Doesn't it?
Let's see how I do.
Okay. It's kind of annoying.
Oh, I'm already up one set.
I'm already up one set.
Hey, there's a hammer there. I wonder if that helps.
Yes, that's what I said. You got to hit the things with the hammer.
Okay.
Why that did was you quick. Die?
I don't know. Maybe you can't jump off of one layer to another.
I guess.
I don't really understand why, but that ladder sucks.
Yeah, if they're broken, you can't use them.
Then why are they even there? Oh, fire. I don't like fire.
See?
Okay, yeah, I'm getting wrecked. Okay, I got one life left.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
I got
come on, little plumber.
The funny thing about these old school like Atari games and stuff is once you figure out they're super predictable. So once you figure out the pattern of like when the barrels go, the barrels are always going to go down the same ladder and all of that. Like, so once you figure it out, it's not hard. Jump.
Oh. Oh, what? No! He just threw it at my head. He just threw it at me.
I know he's mean.
He is. That's a mean monkey. I mean, I get he's Donkey Kong and all, but like he's a jerk.
Yeah. See? The poor little princess never.
What was that? Wait, what?
Wait, what is it doing? Can you rewind?
Hey, Jen, did I die? I don't know. That's not how I remember it.
Wait, shut up.
Yeah, I didn't die. You just thought I did.
Shut up. It lets you re. Nuh-uh. That is.
I'm going to wreck it this time. Nope.
Or not.
Wait, hold on. Did I? I think I did great.
Wait, so weird.
Oh. Get out of my way.
I mean, look at him whacking that thing.
Oh, I can't go up ladders. This is lame.
Oh, you can't. Oh, you go up that ladder. Yeah, then you go save.
I told you I'd do great.
I think you
wait, there's a level two?
Oh, yeah. There's all right. Tons of levels.
Oh.
Yeah, so you gotta get like an umbrella. I forget. It's been so long.
Man, this is unfair. I'm just cheating. Oh.
You are cheating, you big cheater.
Oh. Oh, wait. I didn't die yet. I thought I died. What?
Okay. Yeah, you can't go down.
That's lame.
I think that's part of the whole situation is you can't.
Like, oh, that was cool. Up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, these games are a lot easier than I thought because I could just undo.
How are you doing? Yeah, well, that makes it easy, you big cheater, pumpkin eater.
I'm guessing you couldn't do that back then.
No. Well, if you could, I didn't know
Nintendo
about it.
Nintendo is updating Donkey Kong and releasing for the Switch this year. Oh, that's pretty cool. That was from Nate Miller.
Oh, well, thank you, Nate. That's fun. I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's any other old school ones that we used to play all the time.
Does anyone in the comments have a suggestion? Because we'll check it out.
Yeah.
Well, and I also have some modern games. I mean, I haven't
Super
bought too
Mario,
many.
Super Mario, The Lost Levels.
That's pretty cool. Oh, Lost Levels. It sounds like a new movie. Starring Tom Cruise.
Oh my God. Is that Miami Vice? Wait. No, just Vice. Oh my gosh. How dumb.
Dr. Mario is like Tetris.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
How funny.
Sorry, I'm trying to control everything from my laptop and like it's a little rough.
Wait, I saw one that was where did it go? Like these old Ooh. School, like baseball and stuff. If you would pull those up, you would die. You'd just be like, what's dodgeball?
There we go.
Super dodgeball?
Well, that sounds interesting.
How do I do that?
Super dodgeball.
How do I make it go?
Press the plus button. There you go. This looks super old school.
It does. Do I hit the plus again? Okay.
Man, they're running.
Oh my gosh. Do I keep hitting the...
I have no idea at this point. We did get a suggestion for Dig Dug next, so we're going to check that out.
Do we have Dig Dug?
Maybe. We will take a look.
Okay. Wait.
Oh, you dodged that ball.
Wait, I don't even know where I'm at. I'm just flinging a ball back and forth. Why is it so slow?
I mean, you're catching it, so that's...
That's not good, though. I think you're supposed to...
Oh, so you're trying to throw to the green guys and they catch it, so I think that's a good thing.
No, I think that's a bad thing. I think you're supposed to hit one of them, aren't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you catch it, you're like out.
Oh, you're only catching it.
I don't know. This game sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, you find a game.
All right. I'm going to look for Dig Dug. I do not know if I can find it.
I don't know.
All right, let's start from the top here. And I'm going to name some of these off, and if you guys want us to check them out, we will. So those are in Japanese. I have no idea what that is.
What, you don't read Japanese?
No, I never learned it. I suck at Spanish, too. I tried to learn Spanish. So we got OG Donkey Kong 3, Wrecking Crew, Donkey Kong Jr., Punch-Out. I remember Punch-Out. I played the Wii version. Super Mario 2. A lot of these sound decently new, and I'm trying to go a bit further back. Dr. Mario X. That's weird. Ice Climber. OG Mario Bros.
That's what we were playing, was it? Oh, no. Oh. That's way old.
Have you played this?
No.
Neither have I. I mean, there's a little pow thing. Oh, so the turtles fall on their butts when I do that. And I can kick them back up or kick them down. Wait. What's the goal of this? Am I just supposed to, like, not die?
I don't know. Get up to the top and see if you can get in one of those tubey things.
Man, that one's fast. I'm going to hit this pow thing again. Fall.
So I think that gives you the opportunity to...
How do I get up? It won't let me move when I'm... Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. So I see. This is weird. For any radio listeners, this one's like OG Mario. Like, oh my God, he's blue.
What the heck?
So blue turtles are scared.
Wait.
I can kill them.
Wait, how did you do that?
And I get coins for it. Die, turtles.
How'd you do it?
I don't know. I just, like, kicked him. Okay. So this pow is really helpful then, because I can just, if I can get up. Come on.
I think you got to do it. Come on. Like a running leap. There you go.
No. I just threw right into him. Give it a go, Jen.
Oh, my God. How do I? Wait. I'm up. How'd I get up there?
I think you just spawned there. Oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What? It just happened. I'm like, what? Okay. Let's see what we can do with this one. What happens if you... Where do you go?
Oh. Oh, there you go. You're jumping better than I could.
Well...
Oh, got the jumping part
now. No, stop.
I'm wondering if this is before Donkey Kong or after Donkey Kong.
Oh, so what am I supposed to do now is the question.
I think you got to don't jump the turtles. You can't touch the turtles unless they're down. So you got to hit them from below.
Is the whole point just to kill turtles?
I think so, which is kind of mean, honestly. Like, they're just in a sewer. They're just chilling. Like, why does this mean dude just jump into the sewer and, like, die, turtles?
Well, now I'm up there, so how does that...
Oh, okay. Now you hit him. Yeah! Now go kick that turtle.
How do I kick it?
You gotta go up there in front of him and actually kick him. Oh, no! He's up! Oh, he's blue! He's angry! He's an angry turtle!
He's an angry turtle! Is that like an angry elf?
I think so.
I don't like this game. I don't know what you're supposed to, if I knew the objective,
like it either,
it would
honestly
be fine.
Yeah, that would make it a lot easier. Oh, wait, no, I got a good idea.
What?
So I figured you could show me some old games, which ended up being me just me showing you old games.
No, I taught you Donkey Kong.
You did teach me Donkey Kong. You got that one. I heard the new Mario vs. DK will be released February 2024. Well, that's cool. So I guess they're revamping the old Donkey Kong to Nintendo Switch in 2024.
Okay.
So maybe they're going to try and make it look like all fancy.
Cool.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, what is this?
This is a game I used to play. I haven't played it in some time. We're going to be Angel Beige. That's a weird name.
Beige.
All right, let's try. Okay, so I figured I'd show you one of the most modern games I play now.
Okay.
Now, I know I'm a nerd, but I actually don't play a lot of, like, games anymore. Okay. I actually just, like, edit and stuff. I got a job, so. but it used to be.
That's what happens when you turn 19, you see.
Seems like it. Ah, okay, I understand how to play the game. Cool, let me play. All right, cool, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, put it on beginner.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
Okay, what game is this?
This is called Among Us.
Okay.
So
is
Among
that like
Us,
a fungus? Among Us?
I guess. So yeah, I actually messed up. I shouldn't have created my own lobby. That was a bad idea. But basically, Among Us is a game that really took off in the height of COVID.
Okay.
And a lot of people just really started to enjoy it. And basically the concept is one person is an imposter among us.
Oh.
That's why it's called it. But basically the goal is to figure out which one among us is the imposter. And the imposter. The imposter is someone that's just going to kill people. Am I even connected to Wi-Fi? Sorry, guys. I'm really struggling right now. It's been a long morning. It's taking me a second. Oh, what the heck? Sorry, you guys can't see this. Basically, I just straight up can't join a game. Like, come
they
on.
They don't like us.
You guys are ruining the moment. There we go.
Okay.
All right, so now we're in a lobby. Now that we're here, you just got to figure out which one is the imposter. And I'm going to let you give it a go. I'll coach you through it.
What do I do? What do I push?
Okay. I want to be an esports coach for a moment.
Yes.
Shh. Come on, you got to get out there. Get him. What are you doing?
What do I push? Okay, my role is scientist.
So you can walk around just with the little stick that you've been using.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. So basically that your
why
mom.
Why is everyone running from me?
They're just running to do their tasks. So right there's a task. Click A on it. Hit him. Shoot him. There you go.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah, shoot the asteroids.
Oh, am I supposed to? Oh, I have to put that box thing on him, right?
Yeah.
I stink.
Just keep spamming A. Don't quit clicking A. There you go.
Oh, I get it.
The power of spamming.
What's spamming? Just keep clicking?
Yeah, it just means you don't know what you're doing. But, like, you're doing good anyways.
How many do I have to destroy?
All of them. Just get all of them. You're doing it.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Okay. That only took 20 minutes.
Yeah. That took a while.
Now where do I go?
Just run around.
Just
run
around
like crazy. Not into the wall. There
How
you go.
How do I know that I have a task?
You'll see yellow things.
Okay.
I mean, there's a more professional way of going about this, but just for the sake of time, just run everywhere.
Just run around?
Yeah, just run. Oh, someone died. Okay, now we're going to talk about who the imposter is.
Okay.
So, Jen, don't be sus.
Don't what?
Don't be sus. What's that is sus? The best advice I can give you. Sus is an imposter term, like a big Among Us thing, for suspicious. So, if you're suspicious, you're sus. Don't be sus.
Okay, what... Now what do I do?
Click
hit A.
Click A. Well, no, click R. So
oh,
this button.
R.
See? Dark green is safe. Heated weapons. Is that you? Hey, you're dark green. Everyone thinks you're completely innocent. So now they're saying, white not me. Pink. I am safe. White and pink are sus. See? Sus. Proof. Swear. So they're just talking in gamer terms. So
okay.
Instead of saying, like, I think this guy is suspicious, they're saying... He's sus and saying like,
how do you type that stuff in? Like, how do they
dark pink sus? So you just kind of you have to like click A on the space bar. We're running out of time anyways.
Okay.
So now we're gonna see who got kicked. They chose pink. So now we'll see, was he the imposter? We killed him. But were we right?
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope. He was innocent and we killed him. Next
So now
round.
We take off again?
Yep. So see, if you follow people a lot, they'll think you're sus.
I'm just doing my thing, man.
So yeah, you just got to run around and just, you know, don't look too suspicious, I guess. Oh, see, it's yellow. Click it. All right. Now use your joystick, which is the stick you've been walking with, and walk to the circle.
How fun.
Now you completed another task. And that's basically half the goal of someone who's not the imposter.
Just to do your tasks?
Yeah. It's a big part of the game.
Oh, no.
Emergency meeting
what
called.
What does that mean?
Someone thinks someone's sus.
So can I call an emergency meeting?
If you wanted to, yeah.
Oh.
So then you click this little bumper again, and now you can see what everyone's saying. And to actually talk. Honestly, I haven't done this in a while. Oh, okay. You can say, you can vote someone by doing the trigger right there. So one of them, if you click A on them, you'll vote them out. Oh, you're reporting them. You want to kick them? Go.
I don't know. I'm just.
All right. Cancel and then go over to the left. Yep. And now you can kick them if you click A. Okay. You know, maybe I'm doing this wrong. I don't know. Let's just see what happens. I'm pretty rusty.
So now
Mario's original
wait?
Name was Jumpman.
Was it?
I guess so.
That's
I never
cool.
really knew that.
Who knew?
Oh, okay. Who
four,
got kicked?
Four.
Who did they vote?
So I'm.
No one's voted for you yet. Everyone thinks you're just so innocent.
I know. I'm so cute. Look at me.
Not the imposter.
Oh, man. How do I know if I'm actually the imposter?
Your tasks wouldn't be actual normal tasks. It would be just kill people.
Can you go this way, too?
Yeah.
Oh. How fun. Can I go to bed? I'm tired.
Nah.
Oh, dang it.
So, yeah, this game really took off some time ago. It was one of the most popular games, and everyone was just going, like, Among Us, because they just loved the game so much. But nowadays, it's not so popular. People are into different things. It's a little dumb, yeah. I mean, look at that dude. He looks pretty dumb. He's just a little...
He kind of looks dumb, yeah. Oh.
Just a little red guy running around. Oh.
Wait, was I supposed to do something?
No, that would have been a perfect spot for him to kill you if he was the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait, how do you kill someone?
Someone's dead. See the body.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So I found it.
Three people died. Dang.
What?
That's the job of the bad guy. Okay, now it's down to just you three. Someone's going to probably try to blame you.
So what do I do now?
They're going to talk about who killed them, who they think killed them. Self-report orange sus. They think it's orange.
Okay, good. So I'm still innocent?
Yep. Everyone still thinks you're just so innocent.
I'm so cute.
See you around. Okay, they're going to vote orange.
Okay.
So let's see if... Let me try this. I ain't done this in a while. Let's see if we can vote orange. Okay. No. We voted orange. Let's see if we were right.
Okay.
Was not the imposter. It was the other guy. We lost. Because we didn't figure out who the bad guy was.
Dang it. Okay.
Nintendo renamed him Mario after their landlord, Mario Seagale, was trying to come up with a new name for American release of the game. Well, that's pretty neat.
Oh.
I never knew that.
Why do I have beans?
I don't know what beans are. See, that's why I quit playing. I just started adding this weird stuff, and I couldn't keep up anymore.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
So now you know how to play Among Us, kind of. And I kind of know how to play Donkey Kong.
There you go. See, you learn something new every day.
You do.
Is there a way to download old school Atari games?
Maybe on the modern, like, Atari release, but I don't have that.
I wonder. They came out with these. Do you even know like what an old school Atari looked like? It was like this brown, ugly, like console thing, and it had like a joystick and one button.
This is the one that had Sonic, right?
No, I don't think so.
Sega. I'm thinking
from
of the Sega.
80s.
Yeah, I've never played an Atari before.
So, and it had these, like, they look like 8-track tapes. Like, they were like cartridges, and you stuck it down in the thing.
It kind of sounds like an old Nintendo.
No, way worse. Way worse. And so, now they've come up with these Atari, like, flashback things that look like the old school thing, but they actually have a chip in them. It's just a thing. It just looks
that way.
Did
anyone want a giant old brown console, but it's new?
So, yeah, it's just got a chip in it, so it just gives, and it comes, like, with all the games on it.
Atari was home to the terrible E.T. game.
Yes! Agreed. Who said that?
Nate Miller.
The worst game ever.
Let me try and find it.
It was so bad. I agree with you 1,000%.
Atari E.T.
Oh.
Oh, game. Came up pretty quickly.
It was.
I guess it's still for sale.
The one that I struggled with too was the Star Wars one. I could never figure that game out either.
Man, controlling everything from my laptop is so incredibly slow.
I'm trying to think. Nate Miller. So what was your favorite Atari game, Nate? I'm curious.
No, not my favorite. I'm just downloading something.
Not yours. People watching, what was your favorite Atari game?
Oh, okay. Game emulators will play old school games on PC. That was something James Wolfe had mentioned. And then Nate Miller said rumors of excess copies in a landfill abound. So there could be like a lot of them out in landfills, I think.
Oh.
They burned E.T. games now. They worth millions if you have one, LOL. So I guess they're actually kind of wanted nowadays where it's just something older and goofy.
Because they sucked so bad.
Yeah. And then Nate Miller's favorite game is Breakout.
Okay. I don't know that I ever played that one.
I think I might have played something like similar to Breakout, like a mobile app release or something. But I'm not sure if I did.
I played River Raid a lot and Donkey Kong. Pitfall was one of my favorites.
So you were a pretty Donkey Kong regular.
Oh, yeah. And then, because there was, you know how like when Nintendo came out, Mario Brothers just came with it? Like that was the thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So when the Atari came out, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't it come with like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man maybe or something like that? I think.
I'm sorry. It's taking me so long to put stuff on this computer.
No, did it come with Pong? And what did the original Atari come with?
Like Pong, but breaking blocks is what Breakout is.
Oh, okay. Pong. I wish you could see Pong. It was.
I think I've played Pong
the
before.
Worst game ever.
I think it's like one of the literally the first games to ever release. Yeah. Okay. It took me a long time, but I got it loaded up. There is the old E.T.
Yes. Oh, no, that's not the original. That's the 2600. That was the second version.
Whoops. All that time for the wrong one.
I'm trying to figure original Atari come with. I'm trying to figure out what games the original Atari came with.
I never messed with an Atari much. I think I might have had one of the like newer releases from like Save-A-Lot or something that my aunt got me for Christmas.
From Save-A-Lot?
No, wrong what? One. My bad. Family Dollar. No, I don't think Save-A-Lot. I don't think Save-A-Lot sells Ataris.
Yeah, it came with Pong. I knew that.
Yeah,
two
I think I might have
two
before.
Paddles, controllers. And one game cartridge. 9 games were originally offered for it. Oh my god. How funny.
2600 was easiest to find at yard sales in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. The original one I feel like people kept.
Yeah, they might have.
The original games were Adventure, Asteroids. Oh, Asteroids. I forgot about that one. Space Invaders was a good one. Breakout, I think I've played Demon Space Attack, Invaders. Frogger, Pac-Man, and Pong. Frogger was one of my favorites,
too. I think Space Invaders was one of the ones that would, like, be in laundromats and such.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So, like, if you went to, like a shopping mall or something and there was video games there, it was always Space Invaders there.
Yeah, I think even the Jackson Laundromat had it.
Yeah.
I think when I was little, I used to go there a lot, and that was one of them. And they had, like, a bike you could get on and, like, you could, like, lean and stuff. I think they might even have that at Tri-City now, too.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, a weird – it wasn't Pong, but it kind of felt like Pong. It was one of them, like, you, like, hold the sticks and you'd flip a stick and a ball would go flying forward. And then you flip another stick and you try to, like, keep the balls from going to the, like the hole.
Oh.
I can't remember what that's called. Like, someone Pong. Probably knows.
Yeah.
Oh, REC Battles, Basic Math, Blackjack, Combat, Indy 500, Starship, Street Racer, Surround, and Video Game Olympics are a few of the first games.
Street Racer, my husband loved that one.
Oh, shout out to James Wolf, actually. He was watching my Rio Grande stream, and that was cool. James, I appreciate nice. The extra views. He heard my commentary. That was a rough night, man. I was sick. That was the day after my birthday.
Yeah,
that was super sick. Oof.
Oh, honey.
But while we're still on here, I thought we might go and check out some of the Mix 96 videos we've been working on.
Yeah, so why don't you just quickly explain, like, what you've accomplished, because it's kind of cool.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're getting Matt live for his birthday segment, so you can see whose birthdays when the birthday. It's either called the birthday party or the party hardy birthday control patrol. I can't remember which one they call it now, but it's like, you know, certain people can call into the radio and say, like, one of your loved ones' birthdays, and one of them will win.
Yes,
and you can check that out on Facebook now. And what I did was I hooked up a camera in there and led it all the way to my computer, and now they can control it from my computer in the studio. So it's a little complicated the way we did it, but in short, you know, we're recording them now, and they can go live when they want.
That's awesome. So you've recorded a couple of clips.
Mm-hmm. I have four of them. Talking
during the morning show.
And we can figure out which one we want to play. We have Pretty People Problems, Strange News, them talking about Christmas, and the birthday. The one that they did live on Facebook.
Okay. You pick.
I think it'd be cool to do Strange News.
Okay.
So here's Matt and Josh on Strange News.
Predictions are that we're going to have a warm Christmas, possibly up around 50 degrees for Christmas too. So, which probably means the bottom's going to drop out.
There was a little bit of a light spit last night.
Yeah, there was something because there was some snow on my windshield this morning. So,
yeah.
Hey, let's look at just a few more things out there that are kind of strange news stories for you. An off-duty crew member on a flight from Canada to the Dominican Republic took over the remainder of his trip when the captain became incapacitated with a quote uncontrollable nosebleed.
Oh.
So on November 22nd, one of two pilots on Air Transat flight TS-186 from Toronto Pearson Airport was unable to continue his duties due to a nosebleed. So the off-duty pilot had to take over and fly the plane, according to a statement from the airline. But the aircraft did land at its destination in Punta Cana International Airport without incident. So, Callum Grubb is only 19, but he's living his life as if it's the 1940s. Nearly everything he owns is from that time period, including his clothes. He drives a black 1938 Austin Cambridge. He only uses a telephone from the 1940s and rides a 1952 Raleigh bicycle. He said he jokes to his friends that it's gone beyond an obsession. He's an avid collector of everything and anything from the 1940s. His car is 10 years older than his grandmother, Anne, who lived with his home in Kirkcaldy, Fife, since he was 12 years old. And his 75-year-old granny, Anne, regularly uses a mobile phone. The grandson doesn't even own one.
Wow.
So he says, I'm rubbish with technology. I was forced to have a laptop for college, and I hated it. So I guess good for you.
Of all of the decades or eras,
why the 1940s?
The 1940s is not one I would necessarily think of as being.
That's kind of what I was thinking. So
right.
Well, hey, Pantone has high hopes for 2024 based on its choice of color for next year.
Okay.
The color is called, quote, peach fuzz.
Peach fuzz.
Yes, it's a hue that the company describes as a velvety, gentle peach whose all-embracing spirit enriches mind, body, and soul. It's sensitive but sweet and airy. It apparently conveys a message of caring and sharing, community and collaboration, radiant with warmth. Must not describe the air that we around. Says it echoes our innate yearning for closeness and connection and brings belonging, inspires recalibration, and an opportunity for nurturing.
They get all that from a color?
Apparently so. The Washington Post quips, "Suiting our fractured world sure sounds like a tall order for a muted mix of pink and orange."
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, like peach fuzz.
I don't know.
That's the stuff I remember from sixth grade that I tried to get rid of on my chin.
Yep. Going back to our story earlier this morning about soft selling, if you will.
Yes.
That's the goal of stuffed animal sellers right now. Toy makers are scrambling to make their offerings to stand out as the plushiest stuffies in the biz. Toy sales are down, even being soft this year, 8%. Wall Street Journal reports that stuffed animals are bucking the trend with 4% growth. So they never had a category overshadow all the rest like this before. And I can tell you this is the case because my daughter, who has like, I don't know how many Squishmallows, because that's all she wanted for Christmas last year.
Yes.
She actually wanted, we adopted some kids this year for Christmas gifts.
Sure.
And she wanted to get them, make sure that they got stuffies. She insisted on them having at least one stuffy of some type. So.
Okay.
Stuff sells. Soft sells.
Soft sells.
That's what Ty Warner, founder and head of Ty, says as well.
Okay. Great.
Are we about to see the rise of Beanie Babies once again?
You know, last I checked, if you go to Danbury, the crane machine has Beanie Babies.
Does it have Beanie Babies in it again?
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting.
Gotta love it.
Matter of fact, I had said something to him because I believe that one of the Beanie Babies was the owl that has the graduation cap and says class of 98. So I have no idea where he got these Beanie Babies from. But
maybe they're collectors. You never know.
Could be.
Could be mistakes or collectors or whatever. So
class of 98.
I guess a tomato that went missing in space has been found at long last. NASA astronaut and U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Frank Rubio cultivated the first tomato ever grown in space last March after breaking the record for the longest single space flight by an American, staying over 371 days. On the ISS that year, he grew a tomato that inexplicably went missing.
Huh.
Many people blamed him for eating it, but he said he was pretty confident that he Velcroed it where it was supposed to Velcro it. But when he came back, it was gone. Well, on Wednesday, ISS set it a live stream commemorating the station's 25th anniversary that the mysterious fruit had finally been found. One of his co-workers said that our good friend Frank Rubio has been blamed for quite a while for eating the tomato, but we can exonerate him because we found it. So nobody knows where the missing tomato went, but apparently it's back.
Okay.
So, it's good to know
that in space, things, they don't have a close enough eye on stuff to know where it goes.
That might be a good thing.
Okay.
I guess Detroit, Michigan celebrated a major milestone in the future of vehicle electrification. Crews finished installing the nation's first wireless charging public roadway last month. Using technology from what's called Electrion, 14th Street is now equipped with inductive charging coils that will charge electric vehicles equipped with receivers as they drive on the road. The road will be used to test and perfect the Israeli company's wireless charging technology in a real-world environment to protect it or perfect it ahead of making it available to the public in the next few years. So I knew they had to come up with something.
Everything about that story just sounds like a bad idea.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Did I hear this correctly? So we're going to basically put something in the ground that will allow us to charge electric cars.
Mm-hmm. While they're driving.
While they're driving. And we allowed Israel to be the ones to develop it.
Now, I guess Israeli.
Are they really that far in the technology?
Yeah, I don't know about technology, but their engineers are that smart. So
that's amazing. I was actually shocked.
So
again, nothing against them. I just I guess we're better off to have them develop it than developed in West Virginia. I don't know.
Yeah. And finally, as we're celebrating the holiday season, 3 in 5 millennials and 41% of Gen Z say that it's important to them that they have the best holiday decor in the neighborhood. A poll of 2,000 Gen Z and millennial Americans find that when it comes to holiday decor, a third prefer the classic traditional decor with lots of reds and greens or blues and silver. 20% prefer to keep everything wintry and white, while 14% like to embrace the trendy artistic decor for the holidays. As for many, following a theme doesn't stop at decor. 46% from both generations like their gifts to follow a specific theme, and 52% are willing to spend at least $100 on wrapping materials.
Oh my gosh.
To make sure the gifts stick to an aesthetic.
Oh my.
So apparently competition and looks is the thing for the next generation. So
I remember for years and years we had the same, I think we had a giant roll of wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
And one was, we had a roll like specific to individuals in
right.
the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which made it a little
easier. Made it a lot easier to find, yeah. So.
Yeah. So I get that part.
Yeah.
I think we probably spent, I don't know, $50 on wrapping paper that lasted us 15 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Let alone $100 a year for gift wrapping.
I know.
Who?
Well, hey, if you're one of those individuals as well, as we wrap it up with this, who's been struggling with a cough all season long,
yep,
which tends to happen this time of year with respiratory viruses and everything going around, here are the best teas for a cough.
Okay.
Honey, licorice root, peppermint, marshmallow root, which I've never heard of.
No.
And green tea.
Green tea. Honey doesn't surprise. I mean, that one.
Yeah, honey's a big one for cough relief and stuff like that.
I like that commercial on
TV. I still say.
Honey.
Yeah, so.
Honey.
Yeah. Get you a shot of whiskey, even if you don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Add a little hot water to it and some honey and lemon.
Hot toddy.
Hot toddy, and you're good to go. I suppose maybe my grandparents had it for years, but there was one time I had it and it cleared it right up. So give it a try.
Well, I had somebody tell me not to be afraid to use my inhaler.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got it. Use it.
Use it, yeah.
So you're not. It's not like you're gonna overdose on using your inhaler.
Yeah.
Just use it, and that helps me in the morning.
Yep.
Before I start my day, I'll hit my
inhaler. I've only had to hit mine once or twice.
Whenever I start feeling the congestion and respiratory stuff, I go straight to the inhaler now.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And it's that time of year with everything going around, so stay healthy.
Yep.
And get yourself ready for the holidays, because you're only 14 days away, and we'll be here to make it a great holiday season for you. But that's going to do it for us today here on the Mix 96 Morning Crew, but Liz Stark in tomorrow or in this afternoon to entertain you for the work day and keep the music flowing for you. And we'll be back at it tomorrow morning right here on the Morning Crew. Another opportunity to win. So stick with us. It's going to be a great day. And we're looking forward to being here for you. Local radio for local people right here on Mix.
Oh, I cut him off.
Oh, way to go. All right, I have to play it all again then.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's really fun. And so hopefully, and our sweet Dylan here is working on trying to get some stuff going to where we can maybe communicate back and forth. That would be
hopefully
kind of fun.
I'm going to use some old stuff and try and see if it works on new stuff. Trying to connect a landline phone to a computer. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. He goes, what's that old phone, that old thing called where you pick the phone up?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I'm not sure what kind of phone that would be, man. It's just, it, I don't know. Like, it doesn't look like a normal phone. And like, it connects through a wire. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not, that's how we used to do things.
Well, at least it's not one of the ones where you have to like spin it and like that kind of like
the rotary phone.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Could you imagine that? Like, hey, let's call Matt.
Oh, yeah. The sickest trick was when somebody had like a 0 or a 9 in their number, because it was like,
that would be terrible.
Like if it was a 1,
imagine trying to like text on that. Could you imagine if they made texting on it? Like, H E.
There's probably an app for that.
You probably could do something like that.
Turn your phone into a rotary.
Imagine if you could like take your phone and like connect one of the spinners on it, like wind it up.
No. I don't want any part of that.
I don't know. Some people might like it. Like the ones that like don't know how to use a touch screen, they'd probably be happy if you could connect that.
Maybe. Well, we've gone kind of a trip down memory lane, so that's very fitting today.
I learned
about E.T. Dude, so I pulled up E.T., the horrific video game, the worst video game of all time, and showed him a video of it, and he's like, it does look bad.
It was bad.
Horrible.
I don't know who would want to play that.
Horrible. Nobody.
I'd rather play Pong.
And it came out with the best of intentions, and everyone was so excited about it because E.T. was such a huge hit, and the game was so bad that everyone was just furious.
It sounds like they might have just rushed trying to make it, and then they did terrible.
They did.
Games take longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's a bunch of them in a Mexican landfill somewhere, I was reading, yeah.
Just hate E.T. that much. Viewers said.
So, yeah. All right. Well, we got to get out of here for the day. We hope you've enjoyed our little trip down memory lane as far as video games go. And we will be back here tomorrow. So we'll see you then. Bye, everyone.
Bye.